Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to One Designer, Two Ideas. I'm Pam, your host and the designer here. We come your way each Monday at this 1 o'clock hour through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com. Gaze through the programming page for a show here or, you know, and see if you can find something that that tweaks your interest. There are a lot of talented hosts and hostesses here, a lot of interesting subjects, so why don't you give it a look? Well, hello again. I hope you guys had a great 4th of July. We did. Today's show is all about pillows. We will talk and focus on bed pillows and decor pillows and how they can be used as a part of the color scheme, the theme of the room, the design and decor of the room. We will even talk about the history of pillows. You believe it? Pillows have history. Yes, they do. But first, for those of you that follow me, you know that pillow talk was not the subject for today. Originally, it was couches and how to buy and measure for them. But I wanted to talk and invite a furniture expert to give us some good advice about measuring for furniture and how to specifically the couch. I didn't have a chance to extend the invitation because of the holiday weekend, so I made the decision to switch show topics between weeks, which is why we talk pillows today and right size the couch next week. We have so many informative and interesting shows coming. You please visit my page here at blogtalk.radio to see what topics are coming. Also, check out the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page for all things home, tips, and information between shows, and I also use it for additional information from this show. Have I told you guys how much I really do love design? Well, okay, on with today's show. Okay, it is Pillow Talk. So where did pillows come from, and what was their purpose? To provide support. That duty lives on, although a little modified today. Pillows have been around for eons, but let's establish that they didn't start off soft. Nope, they didn't. Pillows, especially the bed pillow, in fact, was hard as a rock. Well, because it was a rock. The first record of a bed pillow being used was about 7,000 BCE, and that means before the Common Era. That record tells us it was made of stone, shaped like a half moon with an opening for the neck. Its main role was to prop the head up to keep bugs out of our ears and hair. Although there were softer pillows, most people during those times were more concerned with keeping their ears and hair bug-free. That's important now as well. Can you imagine talking to someone with a bug coming out of their ear? I can't. Well, as time went on, some cultures began to stuff fabric pouches or pillows with cotton, straw, and reeds to attempt to sleep more comfortably. But many refused to use them, citing different reasons, from superstition to masculinity. Some men at the time thought that it wasn't manly to lay on a pillow. That sure has changed, hasn't it? Today's bed pillows, although stuffed with a number of materials, include synthetic materials, feathers, foam, and more, still have the duty of making sleep a breeze and comfortable. Not only for the head, but also for the body. Ever heard of body pillows? And it's spreading beyond its domain, as mattress makers include pillow top mattresses in their inventory. The ideal bed pillow is what makes you sleep like a lamb. And if attended to and changed out every few years, that pillow will continue providing comfort for you to sleep like a master. What size do bed pillows come? Well, we will talk about that at the end of the show. Now let's talk couch, chair, bed, and bed decorative pillows. Oh, the decorative pillow for couches and chairs. The toss, whatever you want to call it. The toss, the throw, the decorative, the couch, the accent, whatever you want to call it. These pillows can add comfort as well as design and decor to a room when they're on furniture or in a chair or on the bed too, because we'll get to that. But they can also provide physical support for an aching back, a propped up knee, or a head while someone naps. They also provide security as I design a hug pillow. One of my friends lost her dad, and I was trying to think of what I could give her. And then I thought about just a little 12-inch pillow, just in her favorite colors, and it would give her something to hug on as she was going through this sad time. Well, author Rachel Newman says in her book, Homemade Pillows, I don't think I've ever fallen in love with a room that did not have wonderful pillows. She thinks of pillows as a magic accessory, as they create a mood, change a color scheme, add to a color scheme, and I add, become a major part of a room's design each time it's redesigned. When I design and create decor pillow covers, I always make an envelope closing in the back of the cover for easy cleaning and changing out. If we are anything like my mom, changing a room is immediate and often. So, yes, I tell you what. And, you know, for people that cannot paint their walls but would love to add color, they make a very good major improvement in the room. They can start a redesign conversation. They can add to a redesign conversation. Sometimes renters cannot paint their walls, but they want color in a room, and they possibly can't change out their couch. So how do you get to excite the couch? I really do love decorative pillows because it is so easy and rather inexpensive to change their look, thus re-enhancing a room. So how do we decorate with decorative pillows? See, I have my own opinion. I say with contrast and accent, with different shapes and sizes, but not so many pillows in the mix that it takes an hour to get them off the couch or the bed. I say on a bed, two at the most accent pillows joined with the two pillows matching in decor, fabric, and color. But, you know, let's see what the experts say. I found a few articles that I wanted to share with you to give you an idea of what expert designers say. I think I'm an expert, but from someone who's printed and, you know, whose name comes with decor, I wanted to give you some idea of what they say. Before we get to the experts, I'd like to extend an invitation for you guys to call in and tell me, what do you think about pillows? How do you decorate with pillows? What are decorative pillows to you in your home? The number here is 1-347-326-9930. That's 1-347-326-9930. And you can also join me in the chat room. This is the first time I've used the chat room since I've been doing this show. So if you comment in the chat room, give me a minute, please, to get back to you. But yeah, I wanted to open up that avenue for you guys. So anyway, here we go. HGTV says, throw pillows transform a room. Real Simple says throw pillows are an instant makeover. So how do you do what you do pillows? Okay. On Pinterest, there is a section called Sofa Styling. And I want to give you what they say. They say, number one, start with the outside with at least a size 22 or 24 inch square pillow. So here's your couch. Start on the outside. Work from the arms of the couch and move in. So the first two pillows, the first set of pillows, they suggest should be 22 to 24 inches and start on the side. So that kind of gives you, you know, that, so then you're coming in. Everything is going to be wrapped around. Everything is going to be wrapped around those two pillows. Here we go with the music again. I don't know what I'm doing. Although that's a very nice song, I don't want it to interrupt in our, what we're doing here. Okay, number two, it says layer smaller pillows in the front of the larger ones. So now you have a 22 or 24 square pillow. You're going to layer it with a smaller pillow on each side. Okay, says number three, use patterned fabric and limit it to one set. So if you're coming in a little bit more, you're going even smaller. So right now we're talking 2, 4, 6 pillows on the couch at this point. Okay. Number five, mix and match combined textures, layer colors, mix solids with patterns that coordinate. So keep all that in mind while you're layering the couch. Number six, add odd numbers of pillows. They say, now I mean, when I count, that was six. So it says add odd numbers of pillows, and they usually are more appealing to the eye. Number seven, center and odd-shaped pillows. So if the four on the end are square, maybe center it with an oval or round or, you know, something different than a square. And it's, I mean, this is, I know that's a lot of pillows. That I just, when I decorate with pillows, I don't like to have to move, to take minutes to move a pillow to sit down. And a lot of times, if you walk in someone's house and they have these beautiful pillows and they're, you know, nicely lined up, you might think, maybe, should I be sitting there? And then you try to find a kitchen chair to sit in. So, well, I wanted to share this other point with you. House Beautiful demonstrated in an article online written by Abby Tabak. They took pictures of one sofa in five different looks. So the color of the sofa that they used was cream. Cream goes with everything. Doesn't matter any pattern. It was just cream, solid, orange couch. Okay. The first one they did was, it's a wide couch. They added four plain cream pillows and centered a cream ruffle pillow. So the first look was four pillows. They were all cream, and there was one centered ruffle pillow that was also cream. It says when all shades are similar, you mix textures to keep it visually interesting. They say that it is a soft feeling. The second look, they was four pillows again. We are still talking about the cream couch. There were two larger pillows. They call this pairing. There were two larger pillows, and they were color on the outside. As they moved in, the smaller pillows were solid and a darker color. And then the pattern included the cream and the color that was in the larger pillows on the outside. They said this is a clean look. When you're playing with color, it's, you know, create an atypical combo. Five different pillows, different shapes, just, you know, all shapes, just different shapes. No pair, just if you're going to have five pillows, five different shapes. If it's four pillows, four different shapes. In any color that you like, just keep the colors related. They say the contrast creates interest when you do that. They say, number four, tell a story. So there, you know, there's a number of places that you can buy pillowcases or pillow covers with pictures, your personal pictures. When you telling a story, if you put a picture of the kids on there mixed in with the regular pillows, that also create interest. It mixes different patterns and textures, and it also introduces the family. Make it a casual affair. You know, and number five was, don't make it so stuffy. Play with it. This is your living room. This is your family room. The pillows, if you want it formal, that's fine. If you want it, make it playful. Because, you know, our family rooms and living rooms don't seem the same as they were when my parents, when we were raised. The living room was kind of like a monument. There, you only went in the living room to walk through and you bowed your head and you did not sit on that couch. It was not a place to socialize. We entertained in the kitchen. We entertained in the garage. We entertained in the den. The living room was my parents' domain, and there was like a line there. If you crossed the line, an alarm went off or something. But today, my children, I raised five. So in today's world, the entire house is a living room. That's kind of how a lot of families look at it. And it was that way in my house. My kids, they lived all over. We had pillows and we had throw pillows and floor cushions, and it was. I don't think my house was ever really what you would call a formal house. It was a house. It was a home. It was a place to raise five children. And when you got five kids, I'm telling you what, they need every inch of the house. So the fifth point here is to not make it so stuffy. Play with it. Enjoy decorating with pillows. Enjoy the color. Enjoy the texture. Enjoy the patterns. There's so much fabric out there that you can definitely find to create any style, you know, that you'd like. So I wanted to just make sure, you know, if you want to make your own pillows, and that's really great. That's a good thing too. Hobby Lobby and Joann Fabrics have many sizes and pillow inserts. Visit and see what they have. For the already made pillows, I'm not sure you can go to any department store and not have a pillow section. Pillow department in all colors, shapes, and sizes. As small as a 12-inch in squares and shaped in oval, rectangular, and more for couches and chairs, you should be able to find what you think you want. Don't forget floor pillows, or as some people call them, and I think I just said this, was floor cushions for the kids to watch TV on. And they're humongous. Some of them are really, really big. Pillows, no matter the size and shape, I think, is still all about comfort. They provide us with the comfort I think everyone would agree, even if it is a couch pillow. I design pillowcases and really get the most enjoyment out of it. I usually use duck cotton, which is really pretty, visually sound, and durable in tough pillows to take all that is thrown at it. While decorative pillows add to a room's aesthetic, they may be called upon in a pillow fight. Well, not in my parents' house. But anyway, but that was, you know, that was not acceptable behavior in my family. So if you have any questions, why don't you give us a call here? It's 1-347-326-9930. That's 1-347-326-9930. And we will be right back. Okay, and we're back. I wanted to, I know that most of this show has been about decorative pillows, but I also mentioned at the beginning when we're talking about the history of the pillow, about bed pillows. And I wanted to make sure, and I had said earlier that I would, at, before the end of the show, I would make sure everybody had the size for bed pillows, but I also wanted to give you some idea on how to take care of them, because they are, you know, we sleep on them every night. And there's a, you know, a certain time period that they should be changed out. Okay, so I'm going to give you the sizes. and I got this from dummies.com. Not that anyone's dumb, but I got this from dummies.com. I wanted to share with you. A standard bed pillow is 20 by 26. A queen pillow is 20 by 30. A king pillow is 20 by 36. Now, there are a bunch of inserts, as we said earlier, that go into the pillows. A lot of manufacturers are coming up with different things. Foam definitely is one of them. Synthetic materials, those are inserts. But and then they Allergies, I think that is the pillow that is specifically made for people with sinus issues and allergy issues that may be allergic to the feathers. Feel free to shop around. Pillows, they are not inexpensive, although you can get inexpensive pillows. But if you, you know, if you value how your comfort level, or you, you know, you don't want to chance it to a pillow that cannot, is not comfortable at night. So, you know, I would say go out and shop, go to the department stores, go to it, a lot of the mattress firm stores. They also sell pillows as well. So you might want to talk to them also. And you, if you have a chiropractor, you might want to talk to them about what sort of pillow is good for you, for your head, for your back, how you lay. They, different pillows for different ways that we lay. So you might want to check that out. There, I did see that guide at a store, at a department store that actually separated the pillows into Myers. It was Myers, that's right. When I was looking for a pillow for my daughter for Mother's Day, I think a year or two ago, I went to Kmart and I went to Meijer. Meijer actually had them separated by the way we lay. Some people lay on their side. Some people lay on their stomach. Well, Meijer's had them separated. And if you're not sure what pillow to get, feel free to go and shop around. But I just want to make sure I tell you that it's going to be, you know, sometimes they'll be a little expensive. Okay, so when we're talking about, I want to also tell you about the square pillow forms. There are, in the decorative pillow family, many shapes. But a lot of designers like to start the conversation with square pillows on the outside. A lot, and I actually think it has to do with the shape of the end of the couch. But that seems to be the popular shape. They come in 12 by 12, 14 by 14, 16 by 16, 18 by 18, 20 by 20, and 30 by 30. When, my opinion, when we dress the bed, it shouldn't take 10 minutes to take all the pillows off the bed to get in the bed. Where are they going to sit when they're not on the bed? They're going to probably sit on the floor if you don't have, you know, a window seat or a bench in the room. So I suggest that we get matching pillowcases, and then the fabric that the pillowcases are made of, or the color in the family, the pattern, the texture, get two, no more than two, that's just my opinion, no more than two decorative pillows for the bed. And this, only these decorative pillows a lot of times on beds are just there for visual effects. When you make the bed, and the two pillows are your, the bed pillows are laying there with their beautiful pillowcases that I hope came from Always Losey, and that would be from me. You can throw in two decorative pillows to make the bed look very good. And I have to say that I try to make my bed every day. I love coming home and looking at a made bed. And if you followed me long enough, you know that we talk a lot about making our beds. And we may have a show about that. I'm not sure. But I wanted to also talk to you, since we are on the subject of bed pillows, that their life, because of many different things, should be short. At the most, pillows should not be used more than 4 years. It's funny. I saw a group of kids, and they were going to a camp. And as they got off the bus, the funny thing was, and I noticed this probably because, you know, I dwell in design and create pillows and pillowcases. I noticed that most of those campers had a blanket and their pillow. Your pillow just is really important to you. And a lot of people don't want to trust their sleeping comfort, you know, to a pillow that they're not familiar with. I just thought that that was real. I wanted to share that with you, but I wanted to also tell you that we have to make sure that we keep our pillows up, because at night they're the closest things to our face. There is our, you know, our hair, our, you know, noses, our ears, you know, just like in the beginning when the pillow was a stone, the major, you know, task of that day's pillow was to lift the head up so that bugs could stay out of the hair and ears. And we want to make sure that the pillow, now that they're soft and cuddly and cozy and warm, we want to make sure that they stay clean. So I pulled an article from HGTV magazine, and it talks about what can live in our pillows. And there were things, you know, dust mites, bacteria, and fungi spores. They suggest 2 to 4 years changing our pillows out. And I think if you have allergies, I suggest that it's more close to the two. Okay, there's a test for your pillow. Aside from changing it out because of the nightly wear and what could live in our pillows if they're not changed out, laundered, because they're okay. You can also laundry them too. I remember my mom putting our pillows in the washer. Make sure that it is washable. If you buy it, make sure that you look at the care tag and you know how to handle and care for that pillow. My mother also, and I know I've seen this in an article, she put it out in the sun. My mom used to think the sun could just kill all kinds of germs. That might be a good idea too. So I have truly enjoyed this show. I hope that Pillow Talk has been informative to you. I hope that if there is a question you need to ask or you'd like to ask me, please visit the Facebook page. It's facebook.com/onedesignertwoideas. I look forward to your questions. Also, if you're interested in looking at the pillow covers that I design, you can find them at www.alwayslosi.weebly.com, and I will make sure that I put that on the Facebook page as well. I have truly enjoyed our show. Next week, we hope to talk to a furniture expert, where we will be talking about how to measure for a couch. And believe me, when you measure for a couch, this information that I'm going to share with you, it starts at the door, because you don't want to purchase a couch that can't get inside the door to sit in this beautiful space, you know, that you've planned for it to sit. So enjoy the rest of your Monday, and please visit me on Facebook. This is One Designer, Two Ideas. I am Pam, your host, but you can call me the designer.